Wax It, Madame Tussauds Moves Harry and Meghan Waxworks Away from Royal Family. By Victoria Friedman on May 14, 2021. Madame Tussauds Waxwork Museum in London has moved the figures of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle from the royal exhibit to join the Hollywood display. The London Museum is set to reopen on May 17 as England releases from coronavirus restrictions where indoor entertainment venues like cinemas and theatres can welcome visitors again. The life-size wax figures will be moved to the awards party zone to stand by the likes of George Clooney, a real-life acquaintance of the couple who attended the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's wedding in May 2018. The change reflects the woke couple's permanent move from the United Kingdom to the exclusive enclave of Montecito in Santa Barbara, California. Harry and Meghan have moved zones. Madame Tussauds London has moved its figures of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to their brand new awards party zone to reflect their move from Frogmore to Hollywood, the museum said in a press release on Thursday reported by The Mirror. Referencing the large cottage on the Windsor estate which had cost the taxpayer some £2.4 million to refurbish, an amount later paid back by Prince Harry following the couple's decision to withdraw from active royal duty. The news of the wax doll's move comes as Prince Harry remarked on his emigration to California, telling American actor Dax Shepard that royal life was like a cross between The Truman Show, a 1998 film starring Jim Carrey as the titular character who has no idea his life was broadcast live as a TV show, and living in a zoo. Harry said during Shepard's Armchair Expert that, since his early 20s, he did not want the job of being a royal because of what it did to my mum, the late Diana, Princess of Wales. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan announced in January 2020 that they would be abandoning their royal duties in a form of Megxit with a period of transition. When the divorce was finalized earlier this year, the Duke of Sussex was required to return his military appointments to his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II. The woke royals caused upset months later with their claims of racism and cold-heartedness from the royal household, with Harry's elder brother Prince William forced to give a strong rebuttal that we are very much not a racist family. Relations between the siblings were still reportedly frosty when Harry returned on a rare visit to the United Kingdom for the funeral of his Second World War veteran grandfather, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Transitioning from royal to civilian life, Prince Harry has netted himself at least two jobs. One is a chief impact officer for a Californian business that sells coaching services, and another role with an American think tank tackling fake news. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook. Breitbart London.